This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Patricia Bernstein. It's B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N, like November, date of birth April 17th of 1952. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Bernstein with small left kidney and right-sided clear cell carcinoma with partial right nephrectomy. That was done in 2023. She did require hospital admission at Midland Hospital. That was from 10:28 through 10:28 to 10:30 for urinary retention. And she had a Foley catheter inserted, and they did discharge her home with the Foley catheter. She couldn't get into a local urologist, so she scheduled to see a Dr. James Quentin, Q-U-E-N-T-I-N, Clemens, C-L-E-M like Mary, E-N like November, S, next week down in Ann Arbor, University of Michigan Urology Clinic. And he will be managing the Foley catheter that is still present. And she also had a recent urinary tract infection and was treated with cephalexin. She just finished the treatment. And she is feeling much better. She's hoping that they'll be able to find a urologist slightly closer to home so they don't need to go to Ann Arbor every time they need treatment for this condition. Currently, she's feeling well. Her last visit was October 17th of 2023. And she generally gets annual visits because creatinine levels are within the normal range following her surgery last year. She's had no fever or chills, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms. No shortness of breath, no vomiting, no diarrhea. Medications, she's anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day. She's on metoprolol, 25 milligrams twice a day. Losartan is 25 milligrams at bedtime. She's on Crestor. She takes caffeine, 100 milligrams daily. Vitamin D3. On Monday, Wednesday, Friday, omeprazole is 20 milligrams daily. Midland started her on Flomax, 0.4 milligrams daily, and she's on SAM-E once daily. Physical exam, weight, 193 pounds, pulse 64, blood pressure 120 over 80. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no CVA tenderness. She has a Foley catheter leg bag strapped to the right leg, and no edema or unusual rashes. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 10/18 of 24. Her creatinine is 0.97. It was also 0.97 on October 30th. Her sodium, 143, potassium, 4.3, carbon dioxide, 25, calcium is 9.5, albumin, 4, liver enzymes are normal. Her CBC showed hemoglobin of 12.4, normal white count, and normal platelets. And the urine culture was done 11/7 of 24. She had greater than 100,000 colonies per ml of E. coli, and it was susceptible to first-generation cephalosporin, so she did use cephalexin to treat that. Assessment and plan. One, a small left kidney, and the right renal clear cell carcinoma with partial nephrectomy in 2023. 3, recent urinary retention, currently has an indwelling catheter in place. She will see the urologist in Ann Arbor in 1 week. And 4, recent urinary tract infection, most likely secondary to the presence of the indwelling catheter. And that will be managed and addressed by the urologist also, and was treated with antibiotics. And we will continue to have labs every 6 to 12 months, and she will have a follow-up visit in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.